The attorney for the Dairyland Greyhound track told justices a 1993 constitutional amendment outlawing casino-style games effectively invalidates tribal gaming compacts that were signed by Governor Thompson in 1998 and Governor Doyle in 2003. Stephen Morgan asked the court to rule that both governors should have refused to renew the compacts.
This court needs to make a decision and a statement about what are the powers of the governor. When a constitutional amendment is put into force by the public after the legislature has twice voted on it, what should the governor do? It is his responsibility as the chief executive officer to enforce the Constitution.
But the attorney for the governor argued that the amendment makes no mention of tribal gaming or the governor's right to sign compacts with tribes. Thomas Bellavia says provisions in tribal compacts signed in 1992 before the constitutional amendment and approved by the federal government make tribal casinos immune to the amendment.
Specifically says state laws pertaining to the prohibition of gambling shall not apply to that gaming. Dairyland wants to compel a notice of non-renewal. There is no conflict under the federal law at that point in time because the compact controls.
That prompted Justice Pat Rogensack to question whether the state has any control over the future of tribal casinos.
So under your position, the state could never make gambling illegal. The state's hands are tied once they sign the compact for the rest of the life of the state of Wisconsin. The state can never change the law, right?
No.
Bellavia says the legislature could take control of the compacting process and refuse to renew the gaming deals, but if that were to happen, tribes could turn to the federal court and invoke the Indian Gaming Regulatory Act that grants tribes the right to run casinos. Potawatomi Tribal Attorney General Jeff Crawford says that's what tribes will do if the court rules in favor of Dairyland.
Obviously, if the 35,000 jobs in the state of Wisconsin are at risk, the Indian tribes will assert their rights under federal law and will likely go to federal court to protect those jobs and our industry.
The court will likely rule on the case before the end of autumn. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.